welcome to Autism Parental Tips podcast. And I am your host, Dr. Sumita, a senior physiotherapist at Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give maximum love, support, and care to kids who are in need and their families. Today, in this podcast episode, I'll be talking about the impact of sensory overload on individuals with autism. Strategies for coping and management. Sensory overload is a common experience for individuals with autism spectrum disorder. It occurs when the brain is unable to filter out and process sensory information properly, resulting in an overwhelming and distressing experience. In this blog, we will explore the impact of sensory overload on individuals with autism and strategies for coping and management. Impact of sensory overload. Sensory overload can be a challenging experience for individuals with autism. It can lead to feelings of anxiety, stress, and overwhelm, make it difficult to focus and engage with others. Sensory overload can also cause physical symptoms such as headaches, fatigue, and nausea. Common triggers of sensory overload for individuals with autism include loud noises, bright lights, strong smells, and tactile sensations such as clothing or textures. While sensory overload can be a challenging experience, these are strategies that individuals with autism and their caregivers can use to cope and manage. Strategies for coping and management. Identify triggers. One of the first steps in managing sensory overload is to identify triggers. Keeping a sensory diary can be helpful in tracking and identifying specific triggers that cause sensory overload. Once identified, steps can be taken to avoid or reduce exposure to these triggers. Create a sensory-friendly environment. Individuals with autism can benefit from having a sensory-friendly environment. This can include using soft lighting, reducing noise levels, and providing comfortable seating or sensory toys to help manage stress. Use sensory tools. Sensory tools such as noise-canceling headphones or fidget toys can be helpful in managing sensory overload. These tools can help reduce the impact of triggers and provide a sense of control and comfort. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or yoga can be helpful in managing sensory overload. These techniques can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Seek professional support. If sensory overload is significantly impacting an individual's quality of life, seeking professional support may be necessary. Therapist counseling can help individuals with autism develop coping strategies and manage sensory overload more effectively. Sensory overload can be a challenging experience for individuals with autism. However, with the right strategies and support, it is possible to manage and cope with sensory overload effectively. Identifying triggers, creating a sensory-friendly environment, using sensory tools, practicing relaxation techniques, and seeking professional support are all helpful strategies that individuals with autism and their caregivers can use to manage sensory overload and improve quality of life. I hope you got something about impact of sensory overload on individuals with autism. I know you may have doubts and questions about this. Don't hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. To know more updates on autism, visit our website www.kaparforautism.com. So today I'm going to wind up the session. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic. And by this, I'm signing off.